welcome back to the Conways, episode 104.
104. Feels like only last week it was episode 103.
That's because it was, Darren.
I know. That's why I said that.
What's the crack with you?
Not much. NMU.
I bet you were one of them, were you?
NMU. Yeah, if someone texted saying what's up that I didn't want to talk to, I'd just say NMU.
Oh, really?
No.
I just wouldn't reply.
Anyone did that to me, I used to cry.
What?
Not to say an NMU.
And K.
Yeah, the worst thing they can say is just K.
I hate when my ma texts me back K or a thumbs up.
Does she still do that?
Yeah. She always does it.
Yeah, I knew someone was annoyed back in the day when...
How do you know I'm annoyed?
How? Because you text me saying K.
What?
You text me saying K.
Never text you saying K.
Do K.
Never did.
K full stop.
No, I never did. What would you...
Remember you used to send me Rosa kisses on text? Yeah.
You, copy it's because you job. Did.
Like five pages worth.
No, I did never send you five pages worth.
What's up, how are you?
I don't kiss you one week to the next, Darren.
Morning. 10 pages of fucking X's.
What?
10 pages. I had to keep scrolling to the next message. Because of all the X's you used to send me.
What, is it a bad thing that I love you so much?
You used to.
What do you mean I used to?
Don't anymore, all you do is give me stick.
No, I don't. You give me stick off here. You give me
off air like you're live on the radio.
What do you got?
Oh shit, oh, we back on our course around playing the radio.
No, we were sitting somewhere a couple of weeks ago in the car and I said, shut up, you slagged it, and you
long back or something.
No, and then you go, shut up, you blondie bitch. And the two of us just laughed. Oh, like, honest to God, I think some people would be offended, but like, I think that I think it gives you a thicker skin when you slag each other, though, doesn't it? Someone said, caught me a blonde bitch, I'd be like, all right. Cool.
Yeah, but you know I meant it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but you know I mean it when I say them things. It's just I'm trying to make it easier for you for when somebody does say it to you about
what they call
your
me?
Hair. And
so if someone goes, hey, are you baldy bastard.
Baldy long back.
Yeah, yeah, slap head. You have loads of hair. Oh, you have hair slap all back. Over me.
Lendia back. And then you'd be getting upset now, don't you?
No, I don't. I got me
a lot off here, just to let everybody know.
Fuck off, will you? I got me learner perma.
Yeah, I know. I really don't want to put L plates up on my car.
Well, they're going up and that's the end of it, and I'm gonna abide by the rules of the road.
Somebody give him lessons, will they? Because I'm sick of him.
It's already sorted.
Is it?
Yeah.
By who?
Mate of mine.
Who?
A fella I know.
You better not just be getting them signed off, because you don't know how to drive a car for the life of you.
Do you really think you can do that? You can't do that.
You best be driving. Learning, because you are...
How could you even get them signed off? It's illegal.
Some people can do that.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be. I'd rather know how to drive, thanks. Rather than saying, here, sign that there and I'll hope for the best. Jeremy. Don't be
cheeky, you. What is your problem today?
Money messing.
You going through it?
I have them.
Are you really going through it?
Yeah, I have them.
Yeah, I know. I'm going through it myself. So, Anne Olivia has revealed she was over an hour late to her wedding. She was talking to somebody at the Gossies.
How do you know?
Because I seen it on social media.
So, did someone tell you that?
No, I seen it on social media. She was over an hour late to her own wedding.
Someone said at the Gossies?
Yeah. I was late to my wedding.
I don't think you were.
I was late. I remember, I'm telling you want to see that room when somebody said
you stayed over the night before.
Yeah.
How would you be in late?
Because getting ready, I wasn't even in my dress when somebody was like, yeah, it's 10 to 2 or whatever time it was. And I was like, what? And then there was just chaos. There was stuff everywhere. And then when we came back then to the room later that night, remember the pile in the middle of the floor? Your Uncle Mark's runners were in the middle of the room. It's like, he wasn't even up here. It's like, how was it that bad? Like, it was manic. Manic, that what morning was. But it was really funny. Like, we booked the wedding. I think it was 2 o'clock I was meant to be there, and I came down at 2:30 or something like that. wasn't it an hour late, but it easily happens. Like, it really does. Doesn't matter if you stayed over the night before, you just lose track of time. The time flies.
Took
in
me
the
like
morning.
10 minutes to get dressed.
Yeah, I know it did, because you don't really have much to do, have you?
I'd say I got into the shower, got dressed, and was walking down the hallway in 20 minutes.
Jesus. No. We all need to get our makeup done, our hair done.
So that's what you say to me, get in the shower. And I'm like, relax, I can... When you want to go, when you want to leave this house in 20 minutes, you tell me when that is, and I'll get up out of the bed. Get up out of bed, we have to go!
Yeah, but we have to get the dogs and all sorted.
Yeah, but it takes me 20 minutes to sort myself out. If even.
Were you ever late to somebody else's wedding?
I was only ever at one other wedding.
No, you weren't.
Two or something.
What, a few weddings?
Was that two? Hers and two others. And two. One when I was a kid as a page boy.
You don't remember that one.
I do. I remember walking up crying. Walking up the aisle. Bringing the rings
miserable
up.
Miserable old shy.
Kicking my shoes off and all.
Why?
I don't want it.
But were you ever late to anybody's wedding though? We actually were. We made it to the, like, by the skin of our teeth to a wedding that was in Slane, because that morning
there was
we had a christening.
No, but there was a concert on or something.
No, we had a christening that morning, and then by the time that was over, the wedding was starting, so we had to dart it down, and we literally made it by the skin of our teeth. That was the only time. Like, I am not a person that would be late. I'm always on time or too early.
Remember that time we were late for the wedding, for a wedding, and I burst through the doors and was like, I object. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And everyone was like looking around and didn't get the joke.
Yeah.
That and didn't even happen.
They were like, oh my God, who's that hunk at the end of the aisle?
Is that Jason Statham?
And I was like, no, that's the big DC. And everybody was like, oh, wow, he looks great. Yay.
Was there anyone late for their wedding?
I don't know.
That came in?
Like, I don't know. I wouldn't care if someone was
I don't think there was. I was counting the cards. Haven't said that in a while. Remember this whole podcast was centred around her wedding?
Them cards,
and
yeah.
Them cards. Mm. How far we've come.
I know, it's sad, isn't it?
Feels like only yesterday, huh?
It's actually sad that it's over. I think we should renew our vows and have another party. What do you think?
No.
Why?
I'm not even married a year.
Oh, yeah, but we still love each other.
Yeah.
What do you think?
No.
Why?
Why would I do that after, like, fucking 11 months? You do that in, like, 20 years.
Yeah. You don't know if we're going to be both here in 20 years.
I won't anyway.
But then that means that we should do it again and invite the same people and make them all bring a card. What do you think?
I'd have ran away by then, 20 years. I'd be go off the grid.
Well, I know where I'm going.
I'd pretend I'm dead like Tupac.
Nobody, like, knows you that much.
I'll go to Cuba.
Like, you go on as if you're some A-list celebrity.
What do you mean? I'm definitely, like, up there.
Oh, you need a rain check. Seriously. Oh, my God. Fathead. Oh, I swear.
Only messing.
Oh. I can't. Yeah.
Went viral a few times.
Yeah, because of my ideas. You keep taking my stuff.
Do what I want.
No, you won't.
Anymore.
And start getting things copyrighted here so that you can't take it.
Patent.
What's that mean?
Do you not know what patent means?
No.
When, I don't know. I just know that it means when you, like, want your idea to be yours, you have to patent it. Patent that on the back.
Yeah, can I tell you? It's real funny.
Don't start talking about me fucking hair again.
Do you remember that time I noticed it's so off topic, right? It just popped into me. Remember that time we were in Tenerife and you walked down the steps, me, you, your man, Christy, and you fell down the steps and you were screaming at
me. I fell. And they were trying to make a big deal about it, saying, yeah, alright. And I was like, just leave it. Just stop. Don't even acknowledge it. It didn't happen. It didn't even fucking happen. Nothing happened. Just stop talking about it. And then, are you sure? Like, stop talking about it. Right. And then we just walked over to the Hard Rock Cafe for a cocktail.
Do you remember then when we were in some fella's car, right? And Darren was getting
started
into
the car.
And he drove off with Darren.
I was hanging out of the car to fuck him up. Who was that?
John, and then when you put your head into the car, like, all your hair was standing up and you were like, are you for fucking real? I was like,
no.
Oh my God.
I said, just drive the car. That didn't even happen. When things like that happen,
oh, yeah,
I just, not when people acknowledge it too much and they're like, you're all right, man. Do you want a hammer down? Like, you're all right. I was just like, get, just, it's fine. I'm never fucking grand. Just leave it.
You never, that nothing like that ever happened to me.
Remember my mom fell? Where was that? She fell in the pub. She didn't even have a drink.
Oh, that was at your auntie's.
She went. She went flying. And what happened? I said, "You're right, now." She's like, "Just leave it."
She was like, "Don't fucking acknowledge it." She was
don't
Martin.
Even say it. Don't even mention it.
Oh my God.
It's done. I fell. Go on. I'm up now. Don't even mention it.
And you goes then about 5 minutes later when Christy was there.
Did you find any money?
No. But you get me on your trip. She goes, fuck off, Darren. And Christy nearly fell through the floor laughing. Oh, stop. That has never happened to me. Ever.
Of course you fell.
No, not in front of you. You fall. Like, you always fall. Do you remember that time we had a fight in Tenerife because you wanted to go to the chipper? And you'd start... And you were storming up. No, you were storming up the corridor in your sliders. You could hear them scrunching up the thing in his vest of his man bank, saying, "So do you not want to go to the chipper with me?"
And then I fell with my burger in my hand.
No, we never went to the chipper in the end. Oh, Darren.
Oh, I'll never forget. I probably talked. Remember that time we told you that. I went off to get a coffee one morning. It was about 7.
Oh my God, and you fell over the path. No, that was actually
fell off
terrible.
The path. I landed on my back.
Did you keep the
done
coffee?
A tumble and everything. I had the coffee was up. I was on the ground like that and I had my hands.
Yeah, but you really hurt yourself, didn't you?
I needed. I actually needed to take time out.
Do you know that path? Jane fell over that path and broke her nose.
Really?
Yeah.
That's some. That's
you
want to
see the pictures? She just looked.
Just for anyone listening, when we're name dropping someone, it's just someone we know. Like,
yeah, but we're just saying.
We forget we're recording the podcast it. Sometime, don't we?
What?
We just think that like we're just having a chat, but people's listening. Like,
yeah, it's the only time we get to have a chat.
She goes on as if we don't even engage at home.
But no, we don't. Ah, what are you doing that for? I'm trying to think of something else that was funny that ever happened to you. Remember you applied to be a bin man?
I was just that? On gone for Ant, like.
What was it, Panda?
Panda Waste.
Yeah, but like to actually lift up the bins and empty. Imagine you being the bin man.
Could have.
No, there's nothing wrong with being a bin man, but I just couldn't imagine
went
you being it.
Went for an interview to work in a petrol station before.
Did you?
To work in the hatch after hours.
Oh yeah, was I with you then?
But I couldn't do it because my granddad's funeral was the same day as
No, I wasn't meeting him.
And I wasn't fucking missing that.
Really? What other jobs have you had?
Worked in supermarkets.
Did you? I worked in Claire's Accessories.
Amy worked in Claire's?
Yeah. For like 3-4 years. I used to pierce all the kids' ears and all.
Did you?
Yeah, hated the job more than anything in my life.
It's closed down now.
Yeah.
Are all them closed down?
What?
They're all gone, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. Now, it was my first ever job, but Jesus Christ, I hated it. And it's not even the public. It was just, I don't know, I just hated it so much. Like, you used to always get deja vu in there. Do you ever get deja vu?
Yeah.
I don't know why. And I used to, like, give me the ick then. And I'd be like, I can't do this, like. But, yeah. Then I did... I worked as a carer with the elderly. I actually loved that. I enjoyed that. Then I worked in a nursing home. I really enjoyed that. Then I went into creches.
And you loved that?
For a while. No, we just can't.
Mm.
So all you've done is worked in supermarkets?
Yeah.
Let's sit in the pub.
Lidl.
Do you ever work in anything other than that?
No.
Never. Did you ever even think of going into and like when you were younger, what was it that you wanted to be when you were older?
An astronaut.
Be realistic, Darren.
A bus driver.
Did you?
No. I wanted to be an animator.
What's that? Cartoon like?
Yeah.
What my sister does?
She doesn't do that.
Yeah, she does.
She doesn't. She works fucking go kart.
No, yeah, but she does all the anime stuff.
What, in go-kart?
Yeah.
No, she doesn't.
She does it at home as a hobby.
She answers phones.
I didn't say it was our job, Darren.
You did.
No, we didn't.
Didn't you?
I said, that's what she does. Oh, she does that.
That's what she does. It sounds like she's working for Pixar.
No.
You literally sounded like she worked for Pixar.
What are you trying to be funny for? So I'll throw this mic at you, no problem.
What were you saying? Yeah, I wanted to do animation and I went into...
Art college?
An interview. I went to an interview in a college that you had to bring a portfolio with you to get into animation. And I just left school, done LTA. And I put the thing down in front of them in the interview. And they opened it. And it was just like drawings of Looney Tunes characters.
So?
And they were like, you need to go do like a fucking course, like a portfolio in art and design and all. Because like, you just load of drawings, like.
So?
Yeah, you needed to have a proper portfolio.
But what are you telling me is if I'm going for the interview?
I'm just in case you ever wanted to. Do art and design, that's what you want, have to do that first. If you want to do it.
But I don't want to do art and design.
I'm just telling you, just in case you wanted to.
I like to go into public relations.
PR.
Oh, that's what I want to do.
Shout out, does anyone want to give Amy a job in PR?
Yeah, thanks.
Wouldn't Amy be good at that?
Would it be?
What would you have? What would you have to do? What do you have to do, Leanne? Do you know?
Just have to represent like brands and companies.
I'd love that.
Get them the most exposure as possible.
Yeah.
I'd have to do all the spell checks for you.
Why are you saying something like that?
Because you always get me to do that.
No, I never do you. You just do it. Because you think that I'm not all there sometimes.
I can't move. You always ask me to do that.
No, I don't. Ever. You're like, let me see the way you spelt that. So when things are spelled correctly, Darren, proofread.
I'm going to ring someone on your phone and start screaming.
Why? I'm going to ring Phyllis. No, I know what you're after been saying about it. Pushover parents. Apparently dads are more of a pushover compared to moms. The study in Norway examined different parents.
Did you go? Styles.
Yeah, did you? Found fathers were more likely to be passive and give in to their children's demands. However, mothers are more likely to adapt and something approach, which is now widely seen as the most effective parenting style, according to the Irish Daily Mail.
So, let's get this straight. You went to Norway to
Darren,
do a sober.
Give it over. Why do you keep trying to be like, yeah, you didn't go there? We all know that, all right? We all know that, Darren, all right? So, get into the actual
what you pinch me for?
Do you
remember I used to do that? Pretend people pinched it, no?
No.
Like, oh, so, he's out to pinch me. Then they get expelled.
No, Darren.
So is that stabbing me with a compass in the eye? Ah. And then they get launched from the school and expelled. See you later.
What do you think of this? Was your dad in pushover?
Yeah, proper.
Oh, yeah, you didn't have one.
Neither did you.
Yeah, I do.
You didn't?
Yeah, I did.
You didn't before?
What, when I was two? Up until I was two? I don't remember from 1 to 2 there, thanks.
I do.
The other dad, God knows where he is and good luck to him.
What I'm talking about.
But, like, my stepdad.
You always slag me because I have no outlet.
No, I don't slag you. You victim, I swear, I hate that.
Imagine me on Love Island.
You'd be crying.
Telling my story, like, yeah, my dad what legged it. Yeah, what's up with you? It's not either, always like.
What's
like
your dad?
Jack Keaton is just like slight, little. Oh yeah, Ronnie Keaton, little one, here or there, and then I'd just be like, yeah, just yeah, with the leg the, yeah, sound yeah, we mean or what? What are you saying about me, dad? Anyway,
no, I'm
about
dads.
That.
What do you think of the whole situation? Like,
what that dads are.
More softer than the mass.
I'd be softer.
Than me?
I want cookie! I go, yeah, no bother. And you'd be like, duh, you're not supposed to get my cookie. And you go, I want What do I want? I want to go Smith's. I'd be like, yeah, no bother, let's go.
How are you getting there? You don't drive.
We get the bus. Come on, son, we get the bus. And then just go to the pub. That didn't happen to me.
Yeah, it did happen to you.
Yeah, I'll just say, well, go and see Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Just go to the pub instead.
Oh my God, trauma. Daddy issues you have.
Yeah, I'll bring him out for his birthday. We go see Harry Potter. Just end up at the pub.
Tom Chamahan says I was in the pub all day.
How was Harry Potter? Yeah, I just went to the pub. This is what got bacon frozen on a TK. Straight on the phone.
What?
Straight on the phone.
Who am I was?
Say you.
Ring her.
Oh, I'm not getting into it. Need counselling.
Daddy issues.
Don't have daddy issues. I have issues, all right.
If you wanted something as a child, who would you go to? Would you go to my other?
Me nanny.
Would you?
Yeah, go.
Phyllis wouldn't do that.
Yeah, nanny.
She wouldn't even let you have a chicken filler on me.
Can I have a slinky? I want to get a slinky. And she'd get me one.
Sometimes I feel like you want to go back to when you were like 7 and 8 and all.
Yeah, to get all the stuff that I used to
have. Go over to Turkey and get a corn on the cob in the street and all.
Yeah.
Like, I really do feel like you just can't accept your age.
I can. I've you accepted can't. 33. Say la. They're accepted.
Oh my God. Cheeky bastard.
Do you remember they used to sell yo-yos in the butchers?
No, Darren, I don't.
Is that just me with the lights on them? Like that spin on the ground. Maybe just leave it down for ages.
You are shy at that. You want one of them kids that will walk up and down in shorts in the winter waiting on your mates to come out or hoping that they'll invite you into the house on your own with your yo-yo. You want one of them, weren't you?
No, I was the one that everyone wanted to be around, be mates with, because I was cool.
Thought you were bullied.
I was.
But then you weren't that cool, were you?
No.
But then, what are you going on about?
Every episode of this is getting worse. Throwing me under the bus.
What? Because I'm ruining your look, am I? Because I'm exposing you for what you really are.
Yeah, heard that one before.
Everybody gets exposed. Don't they?
What are you saying?
Not much, really.
What else have we got?
What type of parents do you think you'd be? What type of parent would you be there? I think you'd be strict. I think you'd get pissed off.
I'd be like, put that down now. And then they go, no, I want to go. Right, let's go to Smith's.
No, you'd be like, right, let's go. I'm out the pub. Bake fries.
No. That doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, it does.
Doesn't happen anymore.
Of course it does. You'd be all right, wouldn't you?
Grand, yeah. Just sit there and just be like, all right, do what you want. So we have some listener questions. One from Australia. Love listening to the podcast. That makes me feel like I'm back in Dublin. Laughing, face, laughing. Should just said laughing emoji there, yeah? Listening to the latest podcast and you said you put Play It Up, your nose. It brought back my memory. My question is, Dara, do you remember forcing me to roll up tissue and stick up my nose when I was 2? So you would have been around 8. Ha ha ha. I had to go to Temple Street and I'll never forget it. Ha ha ha. I do remember that. That's my cousin from Katie Conway.
Oh my God. I remember her telling me that. Oh, yeah. Your ma and Katie were telling me that and the two of them were screaming laughing.
I don't know. Like, she just fucking put bleeding tissue up on us.
She didn't do it on her own. You made her do it.
Yeah. Sick. Oh my God, that's so isn't funny. That terrible?
No. Nah. I think we've all been like...
It was a bit of crack.
Yeah. Nah, jeez.
She literally had to
poor
go...
Katie.
She wasn't 2 anyway. She was like 4.
What makes you say that?
Because I feel like she wasn't 2. It's too young.
No, it's too young. She's tiny little nose. Especially at 2.
She got... She had to get a tweezer though.
Jesus.
Shouldn't have put her up that far. I said it to her. I said, shouldn't have done it that far.
Didn't
say shove tissue all the way up your
nose. But why would she do that on her own?
No, I was only a kid. What about children? See you later, Katie. She lives in Australia now.
Yeah. Do you miss her?
Oh yeah.
It's mad, so far away.
What age would you think is too young to propose, Jake? Like 10 or something?
No, like, I'd say like 18. It's a bit young. Do you ever see people getting married at, or getting engaged at 18? You're like, you're not even going to get married, like.
They don't. Don't people in America get married
very Yeah, they do. That's why they have loads of marriages, though, because they jump on the bandwagon, like, ASAP. But I do see people and they're like, and it's like, is that never going
to... 18's too young. 19...
It's still too young.
19, 20, 20. Oh, just wait till you're like 30 or something.
No, don't waste that much time.
Wait till you're like 29.
And a half.
And like a week away from 30.
No. I don't know, but like if you're in college or whatever.
In around like 26, 7, 8, 9, in around
there. I don't know, whenever you feel like it.
It's up to you, Jake. I'm not here to tell you when to get married, pal.
Yeah, but I just think 18, it's a bit young, because like, just only came out fresh out of school, like.
Guess each other's guilty pleasures, movies or songs. Sophie.
Darren's guilty pleasure movie would be Beverly Hills Cop. And then, remember you woke up during the night in your sleep before, when you were watching us singing the theme tune?
Yeah.
What was the theme tune? Then you were like, laughing at yourself. You were always talking in your sleep.
Amy's
and then a song would be,
I know what you're going to say, and it's not that.
Get down on it. Come on now, get down. You love that song. And Toto Africa.
No, I don't even like Toto Africa anymore, because you always think it's my favourite song ever, and it's not.
What's mine?
Your guilty pleasure. Well, guilty pleasure is a film that you're not supposed to like.
Oh,
like
really?
It. Yeah.
For you, that you're not meant to like.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Big Mama's House.
No.
You loved that film.
I've seen it like twice or something years ago.
No, you do like that.
I don't even know.
Yeah, I do. And what's mine?
Mine is Grease.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's really not.
Right.
It's Grease. Yeah. You just came up with that now, you weirdo. No. Get that out of your mouth, it's filthy.
What is it?
Your ring. What's mine? Bet you don't know.
See, I don't know what you actually like, but you're not supposed to like. Beaches is your favourite film.
Yeah, but that's not a guilty pleasure.
It is now.
What about the song?
Palm there.
Yeah, I love that song.
Come back to me. I need you when I love you, baby. Palm there. Come. What did you just think it was?
Can't remember.
You used to say Bogdan.
Yeah, Bogdan.
It's not even it.
Come back to me.
Palm there. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out.
Yeah. Bogdan.
No more guns and no more roaches. Living next door to football coaches.
Any roach.
Remember roach? Yeah, give us a bit of your cigarette packet for a joint.
That's why you say any roach. You know any roach?
Can I have that flicky bit off your smoke box to roll a joint? No, you can't. You can get lost. Amy's guilty pleasure song. Oh, I just said that one. And the film is Interstellar.
No, it's Intermission.
No, it's Interstellar.
It's Intermission.
Intermission?
Yeah, I love it.
What happens in it?
She's a Ronnie.
What happens in it?
She's a Ronnie and she gets told to get off the bus.
Because she is a Ronnie?
Yeah. Hey, don't be slagging my Ronnie.
And did you see the young flood that threw the brick? We don't know. Peg that he did.
You were a weirdo. You watch films once and known every line. Anyway, I'm wrapping that up.
Let us be on the telly.
Good luck.
Go on, I'll do a dance for you.
If you have any questions, let us know. Just contact us on the Conway's pod. The Conway's go loud now.
So wrong.
2 years and I still don't know the email.
It's the go loud Conway's at now.com. Imagine someone emailed that and someone got back saying, who the fuck is this?
Yeah, don't ever email me ever again.
What do you mean?
Who's this?
Nobody's supposed to know.
Delete my number, you.
Nobody has this email. How did you get this email? Like, oh, you just said it on the Conway's podcast. Yeah, well, fucking don't ever email this again because this is top secret stuff, MI5 stuff.
CIA.
CIA stuff, yeah. I'll come down your chimney tonight. Ever email us, email I'll again.
Every pair of socks, y'all.
And I'll slap you in the head. Right.
Slam that.
Slam what?
Slam that. I was going to go Tom made a hoodie.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.